12. Marvels of the Meadow. Depending on the time of day, this bench might be shaded by an oak tree. You're in the middle of a sunny and relatively uncommon habitat in Massachusetts, a meadow. Except for a few scattered trees, the plants here are grasses and flowers that grow up to 6 feet tall. Why are meadows special? The diversity of plants is one reason. A large number of plants thrive in full sun, including the grasses that make up the base layer of this habitat. You may hear bees buzzing around clusters of pink and white clover flowers. The most visible plant in the summer is tansy, which has a pea-sized yellow flower and a tangy scent when crushed. In the fall, yellow goldenrod is a showy meadow plant. Its tiny flowers grow on finger-like clusters and are much loved by many insects. Another unique feature of meadows is one that the resident hawks take advantage of. The meadow's openness makes it relatively easy to spot mice, voles, and rabbits that scurry through the grass. Can you guess why there are so few meadows left? Most of our state's undeveloped land is forest. In the past 400 years, much of our state was deforested for farming. Abandoned farms slowly became meadows, then forests, as trees became the dominant plant. We mow these meadows every 4 years or so to ensure that the Boston Nature Center has a diverse mix of forest, wetland, and meadow habitats. State hospital buildings occupied this site until 2001. Following demolition, some of the area was replanted with grasses and flowering plants. Many species were not planted, but have successfully colonized this spot. These plants are the hardy pioneers, the first to take root when given the chance in a construction site or vacant lot. You might describe this land as disturbed, but we know that it's more accurate to say recently disturbed when you consider the history of the landscape. This land is truly resilient, and its current state reflects our values for people and wildlife. Listen for birds calling, perched on nearby trees, or swooping overhead in search of insects. Northern mockingbirds and tree swallows often inhabit the meadow. Reach out to the plants around the bench, moving slowly so as to not surprise any bees visiting flowers. Feel the different shapes and textures of leaves, flowers, and seeds. Break off part of a plant and crush it between your fingers. How does it smell? Sit and enjoy the sounds and smells of the meadow.